The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays, 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.
Monday this week, we had a discussion where Roz and I were having a giggle about a product that we saw advertised that was 97% vegan, which we thought, you know, was an oxymoron and quite silly.
Absolutely. And then on the back of that, we were like, I wonder if we could actually try and change our eating to being plant-based or vegan for a week.
Because if something can be 97%, then so can we. So we're going to try it for a week and see. And now that has snowballed. Actress Angelique Gerber has come online, says she's going to join us on this trip. We've got a whole bunch of listeners in the club at the moment.
Yeah, we've got University, who's going to be brying vegan things on his TikTok.
Yeah, I mean, he makes, you know, he bries every single day on TikTok. Mm. He's going to bry vegan stuff next week. And that brings us to this afternoon and to Chef Ilette Jonker, who joins us in the studio. Hi.
Hi.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for inviting me. I'm so excited to share some info and tips for everybody to make this vegan thing less scary and more accessible.
Ilette's brought in, I'm looking at the table over there. It's just covered in what looks like the most delicious things in the world. What have you brought for us to do this afternoon?
Well, I wanted to show you how to create your own bliss bowl. And that would be a variety of nutrients, like the grains, some protein, some herbs, nice sauces, so that you can have a complete meal, nutrient dense.
There are very few things in the world that look more appealing to me than a bowl with multicolored green and red and so. Can't wait.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Ilette, what started your kind of journey into veganism and starting the Flipside Cafe?
My family and I have been vegetarian for about 10 years already. And when we go to events, we never have anything to eat. It's always chip and dip.
I must admit, there are more people in my life who are plant-based people, I also pay more attention to menus. Like my girlfriend's mum is vegetarian.
Yeah.
So when we go out together as family, sometimes you go to places and you can't believe it's just like, you kind of bowl chips yet.
Yeah.
That's it for your dinner.
Mm.
It's not right.
Mm-mm. So, and then I started the Flipside Cafe, which was vegetarian, only with some yogurt that I put on my gluten-free pancakes. And then I moved it over. I'm like, no, why do I have a vegetarian stall just for one product? So I moved that out and said, because I don't want to profit from the potential suffering of animals. And that is why I didn't want to carry on with vegetarianism.
And so now you've gone full vegan and Flipside Cafe, which is a food truck.
Yes.
Which is cool. Have you watched that? It's a Netflix, I can't remember. It's a movie. Yeah,
it is a movie.
Where he quits his job at a high-powered restaurant, goes and opens a food truck in Los Angeles, making authentic, you know, tacos and stuff.
Yeah.
It looks great. Why a food truck and not a restaurant?
Because I'm a single mom and I've got two other businesses, and this gives me a bit of more time, and then I can choose where I want to go to. And also, I wanted to manifest a career where I can travel and make money.
Yeah.
So we've traveled South Africa and I'm loving it.
And the thing is, with a food truck, you can now take this way of thinking and this way of eating to the people. The people don't need to like pack up their stuff and come to you.
Yes.
You're coming to us.
Honestly, on the bucket list of things, you know, when your life gets stressful to the point where you're gutful and you're like, I can change everything.
Mm.
Somewhere in the back of my mind, a food truck is always the idea. So to meet someone who's living that dream is cool.
The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays, 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.